think for the first time in 8 years, we actually have a bunch of Republicans and a bunch of Democrats that are talking together to try to fix what we have, stabilize it, make it more affordable, bring down some of the costs, and that's what we should be doing on a bipartisan basis. We made a mistake, the Democrats did. Now, we had hearings, which the Republicans didn't. We had a bunch of hearings. We had Republican amendments added to the bill, but still, we made a mistake, because when we took it to the floor for a vote, we did it with just Democratic votes. And the minute that happened, it was Obamacare and it was political. And guess what? Everything was bad because of Obamacare. The Missouri football team couldn't win anymore because of Obamacare. Prescription drug prices were high because of Obamacare. You weren't getting an extra shift at work because of Obamacare. Everything was put on Obamacare. And it was a great political tool. They won a lot of elections with repeal and replace. Because health care is expensive and hard, and we don't do it very well in this country, so everybody who's angry about anything with health care, Obamacare. So, and it's still hard. So now they have the opportunity to fix it, and they can't figure out how to do it.
I actually think that the Republicans failing to repeal and replace in the long run might be a good thing, because now we can get past the two political parties jockeying for position in winning elections around or losing elections around the health care, and maybe get to the business of actually, in a bipartisan way, coming up with some health care policy that's going to be better for people. And that's what we need to do. It shouldn't be all Democrats, like the Democrats did, like we did back in 7 years ago, and it shouldn't be all Republicans, like they tried to do recently. It should be us working together. Even though our bill had public input and hearings and had Republican amendments on it, we still just relied on Democratic votes to pass it. The Republicans didn't even have hearings. They just did it in a back room and dropped it on everybody and couldn't get the Republicans to support it. They didn't even ask for our votes, and they didn't let us participate. So now we're going to turn that page, and hopefully the new page will be Democrats and Republicans in an open hearing discussing the challenges and coming up with solutions that don't make the Democrats completely happy, don't make the Republicans completely happy, but what's known as a compromise. And then maybe we'll get past using health care as a political football in this country and start focusing on how it's affecting people's lives. And that's what I'm hearing. It's the number one issue at every town hall that I've had, is health care. There's a group of Republicans and Democrats in the House that have come up with a list of proposals together that are pretty good. A group of us have looked at it. We agree with some of them. Some of them we think we ought to tweak, but this was a group of that I was sitting down with was, I think, five Republicans and four Democrats. And, you know, what I'd like to see us do is start in small groups like that and find consensus and then grow. You know, well, you go find two more Republicans and you go find two more Democrats. And before you know it, you've got enough people to get the bill passed. And I think the hearings will help, because it will expose what the real challenges are. The challenges are stabilizing those markets and making it affordable for people who don't qualify for subsidies. The specifics I'd like to see us, I think the reinsurance would help bring down the costs. I'd like us to see us to put into law to stabilize the cost-sharing payments to the insurance companies, because that uncertainty is causing a lot of the premium hikes. I'd like to see a copper plan. A copper plan would allow someone who's healthy and young to buy a very inexpensive insurance policy that would give them free prevention. So they could get, for example, you know, free mammograms or a free colonoscopy or a free checkup at their doctor once or twice a year. But then they'd have a lot of deductible, and it would only kick in for catastrophic care. But that would be a way to make it really affordable and attract more people into that pool. I think we have to keep the protection for people that have pre-existing conditions, so people are not, we don't go back to the days where I would have people walk up to me crying that, you know, I had breast cancer 10 years ago, I just lost my job, nobody will give me an insurance policy. We can't go back to those days. So there's some things I think are really important we keep in whatever we come up with, but there's other things we can do that I think will, in fact, make it better.